In Russia, where the military has been fighting Chechen rebels for 10 years now, the buzzword may be exhaustion. Many reports say the experience has both corrupted and demoralized Russian troops, with events like the truck bombing against a military hospital in Vladikavkaz that killed 50 people a week ago. But not everyone in Russia's military appears depressed. One reporter found a naval officer who leavens his military duties with a secret life.
This is Alex Klemenov reporting from Vladivostok, the Russian port city on the Sea of Japan. I'm on my way along this gravel street to a local nightclub. I feel like I'm more in a hike, though. There is almost no light on this path, and I keep stepping into puddles. But this club, called Tete Tete, is worth a visit. It's the only cross-dressing show in Russia's entire Far East, a territory roughly the size of the lower 48 United States. And the star of the show, not surprisingly, leads a double life. Meet Zhenya. His makeup parlor is a worn-out office desk in a back room of the Palace of Culture of Railroad Workers.
Now I make makeup, yes? I have very simple makeup. Blue eyes, shadow, powder and mascara, yes, and red lipstick, it's all.
At night, Zhenya is the club's diva. By day, 36-year-old Zhenya is a naval officer.
I have beautiful dress, black dress and white dress and wedding dress and red dress and beautiful shoes on big heels.
Zhenya, who doesn't want to reveal his last name, was assigned to come to Vladivostok after naval school in Ukraine, 8 time zones away.
My military chiefs don't know, of course, about what I'm doing in the club. Well, that's obvious. They don't come here. If they found out, I guess they'd fire me.
In his show, Zhenya impersonates a famous Ukrainian pop star known as Verka Serdyushka.
Verka Serdyushka is very interesting woman. With big tits, a simple soul, but her soul is very, very kind. She smiled, jokes, sing a song, sing funny song. She love people, very love.
He says the real Verka, also a cross-dresser, is very open, but her strong personality helps her stand for herself, and that, Zhenya says, is what people like him should learn to be.
People don't really care if you're gay, but if you hold hands with a friend, you can get a whack in the face.
Arranging his foam breasts, Zhenya says he always wanted to be in the military, but he also dreamed to perform on stage. Being gay gave him an additional inspiration to use his talent for the sake of others like him, risking his military career.
Это табу на самом деле, потому что если стоит сказать, что ты гей, то тебя избавятся очень быстро.
Те, которые ходят, они не говорят. Being gay is a taboo, but people who come here and know my chiefs never tell them about me, and I appreciate that. Here they call me Mama Vera. I've become a character that unites people like me. There are many of us here, but it feels like there are very few. We're not protected. I think we should just help one another, be more kind to each other.
A small dance hall is stuffy and hot. Groups of guys and girls roost on tables topped with salads, omelets, juice, and, of course, vodka. Zhenya's Ukrainian peasant clothes are mixed up with beads and plastered with sequins. In his performance, the elegance is laced with sarcasm.
My mom says, I always knew you could sing. She's really proud of me, and why not? I'm an alcoholic or something. I'll be quitting military service soon, and we'll do something where I don't have to look behind my shoulder.
Running along the tables, Zhenya sings about people going crazy at a wedding. Not everyone at the club is gay, but for everyone, Zhenya's show is a chance to get together and hold hands with whomever they want without thinking what others will think and whom they might tell. For Day to Day, this is Alex Klemenov in Vladivostok.